Hello everyone, welcome to the Wishlist, your weekly slash bi-weekly list of six topics that we will rank at the end. So everyone introduce yourself.
I am Aiden.
I'm Spencer.
I'm Corey.
And I'm Gavin. Okay, so to start this off... What?
I didn't say anything!
Why are you laughing?
Probably because I'm looking at him.
Yeah. This is so awkward.
I have a physical body and he can see it. No.
Wobbly, wobbly, wobbly.
Okay, so the first one here is impression, and I think it's the symbol for pie.
That looks
or
like
a table.
Pie.
It looks like it could
you know
be
what?
Pie.
No, it's impression table.
Impression table.
The Oculus Rift VHS player.
Yeah. It straight up looks like an Oculus Rift. The point, like, looking at it from someone.
Wait.
It's
like
the white
else
Oculus
wearing it. There's like a VHS crammed in front of
it. It's clearly his Rob cosplay.
You know what? I'd buy that. Mobile VR and AR with gesture and position tracking.
Actually, it kind of
looks
like the PlayStation Move.
Is you actually fold down the front of it and you put your phone in it.
Oh, what?
VR.
Wait, what?
Yeah, okay, so let's go down here.
Okay.
Yeah,
in here,
I've seen...
Right here.
I've seen
you
this.
You pull down the front, adjustable focal distance, and you put your phone in it.
Yeah, so it looks like a cassette player.
So you're actually just looking at... It doesn't look like a cassette player.
No, facial cassettes.
So you're actually just looking at your phone screen then?
Kind of,
it also, like, acknowledges your hands.
But it does, It does, like, an Oculus with the screen. Like, you get an app with it, I assume?
Yeah, I think so.
And then everything
there
becomes
see?
Oculus.
Okay. Oh, I get it. Okay, so it uses, like, your phone's camera to do AR, and then you have... Whatever's on the fucking screen, depending on the app,
whatever's going on. There's actually
it's not gonna be portable because it all runs off your phone.
There's actually an app called Cardboard that you can get that does basically this premise, but you have to like order this like cardboard box that you put on your face.
Yeah, it's great. It's for watching like 3D movies and stuff.
Isn't that the thing where it's just like, oh, check it out, it made you a theater, put it on your head.
Okay, wait, how old is this person actually?
I have no idea.
Wait, which person?
This person.
Why?
They have gray hair.
Why does that matter?
Maybe they're like,
it's
I'm bringing my dead husband back.
It's the person wearing the thing.
Remember.
Virtual dead people.
The most important thing Oculus Rift is for point of view porn.
So, what you're saying is now you can grab the boobies.
It's true. That's kind of what it's for.
Except it's not. You can't feel it.
Okay, so yeah, it's got gesture controls.
Touching a painting.
It's like I can touch it.
She just went into the art museum and just touched a like 200-year-old painting with her stupid AR glasses.
But yeah, no. It's kind of cool, actually, from what I've seen. But
I mean, it seems interesting, but...
As long as there's things made
for it.
Oh, you
can get, like, a cool cat eye
visor. If you have the smartphones
below, go back up, go back up.
Then you can use this thing.
Go back up. I
want
to see the cat eye
Nexus,
thing.
Nexus, Sony... Is that a robot?
It's showing a drone for some reason.
They put this thing on a robot?
They put it on a robot.
So we can play music.
Your imagination is
hey,
the
Gavin,
only
Hey, Gavin, can you pull up? I want to look at the visors you can put on the front of your... what is this thing called again? Oh, yeah, you can put a cat face on it.
Impression pie. A facial cassette player.
I don't...
Wait, get the one that makes you look like a kitty cat.
Yeah, that's what
no,
I was
it
saying.
Is
a kitty cat.
Pie. How does it make you look like a kitty cat?
Look, it's in the shape of a kitty cat.
Oh, I see.
You can be a bigger pussy now.
Oh my god. So it. I don't understand why this thing exists, considering the Oculus Rift is still barely done and not even done.
Well, it's not portable.
Will this be for the Morpheus as well, or just the Oculus?
This is its own thing.
Yeah.
It's not going to be any of those.
It's
its own thing?
Yeah.
It's its own thing.
Oh, I thought it went with like the Oculus.
No.
It's just sort of building off of what they've come up with.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just going to be for whatever smartphone apps they could develop for it.
Mm-hmm. It's only like $60.
I mean...
You're paying $60 for a plastic thing
really,
you can put on your
really
face.
Like Minority Report, you can do all the Minority Report things. So,
you
can watch
her
movies
you can watch
and look
Birdman.
Like a jackass.
So, yeah, okay. I also own a TV. Computer, and also there's a screen on my phone that I put inside this thing.
My big question for this product is, why would I pay $60 for something I can just slap on my face?
Well, it also has it has tape inside too, dude.
It just taped my phone to my glasses.
Yeah, like, it's got honestly, I could get a pair of goggles, like a ski goggles. I could strap my phone to the front of them. Oh yeah, there I go. I got
it. I mean, it has AR something, but that is just built into the app, I think.
Exactly, you just get the app.
Well, there's some actual tech in there, Steve. It's got a computer.
IR
projector. Oh, so it's actually sending out a.
It's sending out an IR blast that will detect the movement of your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. It has tech in it. It's not like it's straight
it's
up just
not
using
my
your phone.
Favorite. It's okay.
It still looks like a cassette player.
It's a cool idea, but it's got the same problem that the Morpheus and the Oculus Rift have.
And the same one the Virtual Boy did. You look like a jackass.
No. Virtual Boy gave you eye cancer. That's different. Yeah. These ones just aren't. It's the same problem as Morpheus and Oculus Rift. It's not done. There's nothing available for it, so there's no point.
Or there's a whole bunch of porn for it.
This is a Kickstarter, so if you believe in it, put money towards it. But yeah. For me, it's like there's nothing to use this for that is, I think, would be bettered by VR. I can just look at my screen.
Oh, hey, man. At least it's only
66% of our content is definitely Kickstarter.
I also have a feeling that when they're done everything, they're just gonna make something that's super decent and just kicks everyone else's ass anyway.
I'm sorry, this thing has the best price I've seen out of any of them. Oculus Rift is like $250.
Those are dev kits.
This thing's $80.
Do you know what a dev kit is?
Nah, it looks like shit. I know that.
A dev kit is something that comes with source code. It's like buying a dev kit Xbox. It's $1,000. Why? It's for building games on.
Yeah.
The only Oculus Rift you can get now is a dev kit Oculus, which lets you build things for Oculus.
It's the same problem
that's
Google Glass has,
so
where a lot of those were dev kits too.
Exactly. None of these are done yet, and people are still trying to jump on the bandwagon. So.
Is that for the dev kit or the actual one?
That's for developer's version of the Oculus Rift for about £400 online. Official price is $350.
Did you just say £400?
They're dev kits.
£400.
Oh yeah, I guess that makes
sense. European money.
Yeah, no, I know what a pound is.
So yeah.
I just didn't understand that he was referencing money. I was like £400 in my face.
Nothing's done yet, so
yeah.
I don't care.
Okay, so the next one is the Sensor HD Patio.
I already like it better.
Wait, a high-definition patio?
It's a camera.
Okay, what?
It's a virtual patio.
It's a camera, but no, it's a high-definition patio.
Okay, so...
high-sensor HD patio. Is it as big as it looks in the picture? This picture makes it look like it's like an 8-foot camera.
I know. It looks like a...
It's just a big-ass furnace on your patio.
It looks like a hot water heater.
Yeah.
It looks like a water heater.
Okay. No, there's the actual size.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What is that? Size of a phone, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little camera that mounts to a wall, and it streams wirelessly to your digital devices through the Wi-Fi and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's like the Sesame, except for it's a camera, and on your phone you can actually manually change, like, by swiping on your phone.
You can just pivot the camera.
Yeah, you can pan.
Okay.
And it's waterproof.
Is it just to look outside? Because I have windows.
You could put it inside your house, too, and...
So it's a security purpose sort of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of stuff like this, though. Like,
we sell a lot of this stuff.
Like...
The big difference to this is that it's all season.
Okay.
And the manual pan. Most of those don't have it.
Okay.
I guess that's true. As far as all season goes, it's called putting it under an awning.
But... Yeah, I know. Yeah,
problem solving.
All you need to do is put it under the awning on your house, and now it's not getting hit by rain or weather.
But yeah, no, it connects right to your wireless. It's kind of cool.
I already like it.
Oh, look, they washed it in the sink.
Yeah.
Neat.
But neat. It's really small, too, which is a big thing for it.
Yeah, no, it's only like the size of a little smartphone. But a little taller, I guess.
And it's got an audio on it too, which is nice. Microphone.
And a warning light.
Oh. But yeah, no. It's kind of cool. I looked at it and I was like, compared to some of the other ones.
It's just what you're looking for. And here's a picture of two children playing in a sprinkler.
Because children are what you're looking for.
Because this is relevant to what I want to record.
Well, look, the hot water heater is spying on them.
I don't feel like a pedophile just from looking at this picture. I promise.
But yeah.
it's pretty bad.
I like how it just looks. Oh god.
Do you like the viewing angle? That's a wide one.
That's it's 240 degrees.
240
yeah.
degrees.
It's pretty good.
A decent amount.
Oh, look, it gives you notifications when it detects motion.
Yeah.
I hope you don't have a dog.
So, is it security purpose?
6 minutes.
It's also got an audio alert, too.
I hope your dog doesn't bark.
Is that freaking enough. Is it
just
like,
all the notifications? Yeah, you have
are those texts?
Like 20
does,
times a
does
day.
It like text your phone?
Yeah, it sends a notification or something.
In the app, you can probably set it not to send pop up, but it's the same idea. Yeah.
Okay.
You should put one of these in the workplace.
But it no, it's meant to be outside. It's the patio.
No, put it outside
they have
the workplace.
They have it inside buildings too. It works everywhere, and it's really good on power apparently.
Does it have to be connected to Wi-Fi?
Powered by a USB port?
Yeah,
or can it be connected?
It's got a USB port.
It can run on a port.
Stupid question. Do they come with a SIM card port so I can connect it to the Bell network?
the warning light alarm.
Bright LED.
Optional high-powered LED warns intruders that they are being watched and also provides extra light to capture image of the culprit.
That seems terrible. Like, I'm right over here watching you. Smash!
It doesn't matter. You have it on your phone.
No, but they smash that. You're fucked.
It's saved to the cloud, Aiden.
I know. No. You need a new device after that.
Yes, but you also have a
picture.
Yeah, but you know
he's wearing the invisible AVG glasses.
You're all fucked. AVG glasses.
AVG glasses.
Jesus.
I'm breaking
down.
But yeah, no. It's one of the cooler cameras that I've seen.
It is still just a security camera you can control from your phone, and it's like, okay, I lock my doors though.
The price is not bad either. $130.
Most.
It's not bad. No.
Yeah, for something like that with cloud storage.
32 gigabytes.
Most security cameras can
good.
Be
usually
controlled
these things
from your
don't
phone.
Have like any storage on them, and if that is like 4 gigs.
32 gigabyte built in. It's gonna have a retail value of $230, which makes sense based on the hard drive size.
Yeah, so it's $130 right now if you back it on.
Expandable memory? Did you say or no? Is it just?
There's your 4 gigabyte one.
Yeah, there you go.
Doesn't look like it.
And I don't know. I haven't said anything. I've seen.
No idea.
That'd be kind of smart. Put a hard drive to it or something.
I mean, I have a feeling it's basically going to be, oh no, just connect to your Wi-Fi network and then start saving on your computer or something.
It has cloud storage from last time.
You could
there you
get
go.
There you
like
go.
72 of them.
Yeah, $9,000.
Oh, the 32 gig is a memory chip of some kind that's embedded. What? Why do you need to just say it has 32 gigs of memory? I don't need to know it's an embedded chip. Just say it's an SD card or it's built-in.
Look at that. It won Best Innovation of CES 2015. So that's this year.
Wow, CES must have been really weak this year. This doesn't seem that innovative. I mean, okay, cool. I can pivot the camera from my phone, but it's still just a camera that you can watch from your phone.
We have multiple cameras that we sell like that in the store.
It's true.
Most of ours don't have manual pivot.
I know, but like
you can easily
so
set up.
So basically,
pivot,
you have a waterproof
manual
product.
Manual pivoting though is like its only feature though. Yeah, it's cool. It's a little smartphone camera.
And the size is nice.
Just engineer something that pivots, and then just be like, I don't need this to pivot. I'll pay $50 for a camera.
Ours are more expensive.
No, you can pick up one for $50.
Not ours.
Yes, dealing. $59.99.
Yeah, some
those are garbage, though.
It's not, man. Still, like,
put it under the awning.
Exactly.
No, they're garbage because nobody knows how to use them, and they're all garbage. Like, they bring them in, and they all have driver issues. Dealing hasn't fixed the driver issues on them, so they crash on people.
They bring them into work?
They return them every time.
Anyway, that's a security camera you control from your phone. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So before we move on, though, do you guys remember
also waterproof.
The Sesame lock that we looked at a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
I actually had an ad for it on YouTube a couple days ago. Like, I went on, like, is that Sesame is the new way to unlock your door? And I'm like, Okay, hang on. I'm not gonna skip this ad yet. They have a commercial for it.
Okay, so I actually saw that ad, but I did not. I was not in that.
You saw this ad for the Sesame
podcast. And yes,
yeah, no, we looked at that. I saw we looked at ad. That in the first week. It looks really cool.
It's good they're getting off the ground somewhere, right?
It does look really cool. It was I wasn't sure if you bashed
it
or not.
Right?
Hey,
if we're gonna reference previous conversation topics too, the Pebble Time is not as cheap as it looked because they released a steel version instead of plastic.
Yeah, because I know that was Aiden's main problem with it.
Yeah, I saw
the steel. And
the
then,
steel looks
and
a
then
lot better.
I looked at the Apple Watch and they're asking for $10,000.
Yeah, they have a gold plated Apple Watch for $10,000.
Like actual gold.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
What was it? There's a meme on 9GAG, and it's like, so you're telling me there's a watch that's $10,000 and doesn't even last the whole day? Oh my god. I was like, wow.
Yeah. Apple Watch is garbage.
Yeah, it's fine. Get an iPhone 6 better around your wrist.
Okay, so.
Right, what's next?
The next one, and you're going to notice a trend in this one because apparently everything was all about the portable power.
iPocket, cloud drive, and mobile, what? Go back up. And mobile charger for iPhone, iPad, Android.
So what it is, from what I've seen, is it's basically a thumb drive.
Okay.
Like a 128 gigabyte thumb drive that has a hotspot in it that plugs into a portable bank just to keep it nice and organized.
Mm-hmm.
And you can save stuff manually to the cloud drive.
Okay, so it's a wireless 128 gig hard drive with a built-in battery charger.
Yeah.
And, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
And it's got, like, a really nice price point to it, and you can have updated users on it.
How much is it?
From what I've seen, it's, like, $22 for just the drive without the charger.
So $22 is drive only.
Oh, jeez,
no
never
charger,
mind.
No memory.
That's not very. I lied.
The 128 gig memory goes for $137 in total.
People
would
that,
still pay that.
Okay.
It's cheaper than buying an upgraded version of the iPhone.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's gonna cost you an extra $100 for each 16 gigs.
That's not bad.
Where's the one with the charger though?
With the charger?
Charger. That's the early bird price. Drive only, no memory. Drive only, no memory. 32 gig with charger.
$55.
What about the 128?
Scroll.
One more.
64 is 75.
145 for that one.
145 for the charger and the 128 gig memory. And that's the early bird price on Kickstarter for it. It's not the actual retail.
So it's going to probably kick up. We'll cut like
160, 170, 180. Something.
Couple big things. The reason why theirs is so special, according to them, is it's really small.
Yeah, no, it doesn't look very big.
It was very tiny, like thumb drive
size. It's smaller than a lot of thumb drives.
And it says you could put it in a micro SD card slot. Like it has a micro SD.
So then you should just buy the basic one and just put a micro SD in it.
Yeah, no, you don't need to. Yeah, because the.
Yeah.
Oh,
or both.
Yeah,
or both.
A lot of
put a 64 gigabyte in the 128 and you have like 200 gigs almost.
Yeah, but it's a lot cheaper to just get multiple SD cards.
Or you could just remove your.
Our 128.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You could just remove the drive.
If that. It's going to go cheaper.
Well,
but yeah.
That's like not on sale.
I thought it was pretty cool. Although, from this picture,
it
kind of looks like an e-cig.
The cool thing about this is it's a USB that you don't plug into a USB. It's wireless. So as long as you can connect to a network, you can put stuff on. Or
and it's not Bluetooth. It's over the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, no. It sets up its own Wi-Fi hotspot.
So you can do it to your laptop and
stuff. And you just connect to it, but instead of getting online, it just you transfer files.
It's actually super handy.
Yeah. It's pretty convenient.
I would like to see that where we work.
It's pretty cool.
I would like to see that product come in.
Yeah.
I think we could sell it.
Oh, hell yeah. It charges, it'll charge like any USB powered battery too as well?
Yeah.
It looks
that's
like
that,
it.
The power banks for you. Just plug your phone into it or whatever.
Oh, okay. That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's
so yeah, it's kind of cool. It comes in four colors. It's got a purple one there.
Yeah, purple.
Yeah,
purple, white, blue, black.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So essentially it's a portable charger / storage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All in one. That's freaking fantastic.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's a good innovation.
It's pretty handy.
As it were.
This one is a little pricey.
MTS multi-threat sheet. Is it a bulletproof vest?
No, it's not a vest. It's a bulletproof laptop bag.
A bulletproof laptop bag. Right. This thing costs $900.
Sorry, I don't live in Detroit.
For free shipping.
I don't need my laptop.
I still think it's hilarious that it has a bulletproof laptop bag. And it doesn't have to be closed or anything. Look. It doesn't have to be closed. You could just open it up.
Oh my god, is this dude just using it as a riot shield?
Dude, can we buy this basically and test it out? Can we go to East D?
Let's just go down, hold it out the window, and be like, fuck all y'all!
Just go to the deep south. NASCAR sucks. Love the field.
Dude, look how special ops this guy is.
Oh my god.
With his laptop big and he's got his pistol.
That guy looks like an idiot.
He's so American.
America.
I'm protecting my Acer.
So it's a bulletproof laptop bag for $900.
A bulletproof vest is probably the same cost.
Yeah, but I'd use a bulletproof vest, maybe.
Well, what you could do is just buy a bulletproof vest and put the laptop in your vest.
When the threat of a firearm is imminent, the MTS is deployed in seconds, providing a shield of ballistic protection.
It weighs only 8 pounds, too. That's not bad. Bulletproof vest can weigh a lot more, too.
It was a laptop bag.
So?
Wait, what
is that? Laptop already weighs 8
pounds. Okay, my laptop isn't worth $900.
It's not for your laptop! It's to save your dumb ass.
Wait. The $900 laptop bag that doesn't hold my laptop.
It does! Okay. It holds your laptop. It does.
Okay.
But the main purpose is to protect you from having lead in your anus.
I do not enjoy having lead in my anus.
Okay, question.
They don't use lead bullets very much anymore.
Shit, what was my question?
Oh, jeez. It has submachine guns, pistols, and it can protect from shotguns.
Okay.
Okay, wait. Now, if my laptop is stored inside...
Protection against high-powered rifles is available with a level 3 insert plate sold separately.
Quick question. If my laptop's inside and somebody shoots me with a shotgun, is my laptop still protected?
I guess so. There you go. Now there's an actual cop using it as a riot shield.
Are you sure? Are you sure they didn't just superimpose the word police onto it? Because that's what it looks like they did.
Oh, they probably did, but that doesn't change the fact.
Because I'm pretty sure they don't have an actual special agent guy here. They just put glasses on.
Look how hero this guy is. Look how hero he is. He's there to save the day.
He's so hero, man. I
think they would definitely just shoot him in
the leg. He's instantaneously on the ground with the shield strapped to his back. What is that?
He's playing Call of Duty. They can't shoot you in the back if you have a riot shield on.
No, it's they can only shoot you in the back.
No, if you have it on your back, they can't shoot you in the back.
No, if you put it on your back. Right.
He's playing knifing, so he's just running around knifing people.
Oh my god. So, it's a $900 bag that's bulletproof that you can fold out into a riot shield, and apparently can be...
Yeah, it's Velcroed on.
Velcroed on your laptop.
Oh my god.
So they didn't superimpose it, it's just a piece of Velcro that they stuck on it.
You know what? If I owned an expensive laptop, and I lived in, like... What is it? What's that super black neighborhood? Compton? If I lived in Compton,
I owned an expensive laptop,
you know what I would spend $900 on?
You know what?
Moving the fuck out of Compton.
It might not actually be for your laptop.
If I lived in Compton, I'd be buying firearms, not a fucking bulletproof laptop bag.
Does it just look like a bag?
It looks like a bag.
Okay, so it's not actually a bag. It just looks like a bag when it's folded
up. Can it still hold my laptop?
No, it's just
when it's folded up, it has the same shape as a laptop bag. Okay, sides are open.
Let me get this straight. I'm going to look like a tool carrying a laptop bag with no laptop.
Hey, nobody knows there's no laptop in it.
Go to college.
They will if they look at it.
Dude, what if I'm in college? I grabbed the wrong laptop bag. Shit, this is my bulletproof laptop bag. This is my laptop. Shit.
Damn it, this happens every time.
Maybe there'll be a terrorist attack in my school
this
today.
This seems like something that I have no idea who it's for.
No.
Okay.
That's not true. It has some. It can protect you from bullets. That's never a bad thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Gavin, tell me one person who would buy this thing.
Where you need to be protected from bullets.
Let's up, Bingo!
Where you need to be protected from bullets. Probably you're going to need to be protected from bullets frequently. And I think you can probably get something better, like a vest or something that's going to protect you all the time.
I think the main purpose is that it's supposed to be inconspicuous.
Yeah, but you can put a bulletproof vest under clothes.
It looks really obvious if you want one with a high caliber protection.
That's fine. I live in Canada.
Okay,
no one's going to shoot
you. You know what?
Then why do you need a bulletproof vest?
Why do we need a bulletproof backpack?
It's not for us. It's for the States.
Oh my God.
Just listen.
All right,
he's
so what have we learned today?
Right.
We don't care because
we
live in Canada and guns are like unicorns. You can't find them here.
And if you can, it's a pistol and you have to say, I'm taking it from my house to the range, and you have to give them an exact time you're leaving.
I don't think so.
Yes, you do.
Pretty much.
If you have a pistol that you can hide on your person, you have to call the Canadian Bureau of Arms. And tell them you're going from point A to point B and the time that you're doing it. It's like setting off fake guns
stupid.
In the theater.
That's stupid.
It's true.
That's just pistols, though. You could absolutely run around with a shotgun all you want as long as it's covered up.
Anyway,
and in the back of
a
truck.
Vest.
But that's what's that gonna do?
It lied to
laptop
me.
Laptop bag that doesn't actually hold a laptop or do anything a bag does.
I think it can hold a pen.
Neat. Moving on.
Neat. I'm gonna carry this like 8-pound beast on my shoulder for no.
Hey, if you work for the Federal Bureau of Investigation, it's probably handy to have that.
Okay, I'm gonna buy this. I'm gonna have to put myself in a situation where I'm getting shot at.
Yeah. Okay. It is just gonna go around to places where terrorist attacks are happening.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. Be like, dude, you can shoot me with my. Like,
oh,
here,
I know.
Let me hold it. Shoot.
I know. Undercover airport people. On the plane, air marshals. They could use this. The air marshals. That would be handy for them.
People.
Okay. If you have a man who got on the plane with a gun, you have bigger problems than getting a bulletproof shield.
Or you'd be the one guy on the plane like, guys, I'm fucking safe. I got a bulletproof laptop
like
bag.
Security guards, not really at the bank.
Dude.
It's an air marshal, Corey. You guys know what an air marshal is, right?
Yes. Yeah, they just sit on the plane and be air police.
Yeah, but they're undercover.
They're the air police.
They're the air police.
There should be cops in
the air police.
In the
sky crimes?
Yeah.
Are we bringing up sky crimes? Sky crimes are the best.
A bad boy, bad boy. Every episode is just about people joining the Mile High Club.
Oh my God. Oh, alright, let's move on. Let's move on.
Okay, so back to batteries.
Let's go.
We have the Lithium Card Pro.
Okay, hypercharging involved.
Yeah, so what it is it, the special thing about it is that it has a voltage and it reads the max voltage of your phone.
Okay.
And it sends out that max voltage. So instead of using a generic charger, which charges your phone slowly, this charges your phone as fast as your phone will accept it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What kind of actual ports does it have?
You can get it with micro or Apple.
My phone charger already kind of does this. It has it does fast charge right away anyway.
It does. But you have to plug that into something else. If you plug the fast charge into a computer, it won't do it.
Oh no, like my external, like this is portable?
Yeah, it's a portable battery.
Yeah, my portable battery does the same thing. Fast charge.
Are you sure?
100% sure. I can go get it right now and show you if you like.
I guarantee you it does not have the voltage meter.
Be right back.
Okay, go get a voltage meter while you're at it, because that's the only way you can prove it.
I have one in my trunk.
I don't believe you. Okay.
Anyway, well, Aiden
I have one in my trunk.
Okay.
Check.
Other
Aiden
thing
is literally going to check his car.
Other thing to note is it also has a bypass, so you can actually use it as your charger. You can plug it into the USB port on your computer and then into your phone, and it ignores the battery with a bypass, after it charges it, so that you can use it as your charger.
Okay, so it's how much milliamps does it actually have on it, though?
They made one before. It was just the lithium card, and this is the Pro, so it's double the battery size, but it's about the size of a credit card. The actual milliamps... No, it's a little thicker now, but it's not. It's still a good size. Like,
compare the size of your product to the iPhone 6. The iPhone 6 is huge. Oh, God.
So it's going to be end up being $80, but that's not bad for the price of these things. And it says it can charge it's three times the size of the regular one. That doesn't say how much, though. Oh, 3,000 milliamps. There you go.
3,000 milliamp hours.
Okay, so...
Capacity plus sharing and sync capabilities?
Yeah. See, this is what they were talking about. Like, your regular iPhone charger is doing it at, like, 1 amp. The Lithium Card Pro does it at 2. So it charges your phone twice as fast.
Mm-hmm. Can you get it in more than 3,000 milliamp hours?
It would get bigger as you go above. So, no.
3,000 milliamp hours... is not very much.
That's a lot. There's no phone battery right now that's bigger than that.
I know, but that'll only get you like a charge and a half on a smartphone.
So? You can charge it every time you charge your phone.
Yeah.
In fact, you're supposed to use it as a replacement charger. So you plug it, it charges when you charge your phone.
Okay, so it's not supposed to be used as a backup.
It is. It's a backup battery that also works as your charger. So okay. You can just use it
so as a charger. I don't have a voltmeter, and it's the first time I opened my emergency my emergency kit for my car. It's the perfect kidnapping kit. I got zip ties, and then I got a big ass flashlight I can knock the shit out of people with.
Wow.
We should get his emergency kit on the way.
Alright, so. Welcome to the Rape Cast.
It's from Canadian Tire. I think you can pick it up for like $60.
Canadian Tire endorsing rape since 1939.
Okay,
I look. We should cut that out just in case.
No, don't care. One other thing that it has is a USB port on it, so if you have something else you want to charge as well, you can plug it in there.
Okay. I have the same problem with this that I have with every...
You charge your
so
phone
at night.
The non-existent
power.
I have the same problem with
every
other thing. I charge my phone while I'm asleep, and then it's fine during the day.
See? This is what I was telling you about. It's got simultaneous charging.
Yep.
As for the battery and your phone, and it doesn't destroy the battery.
Hmm.
This charges your phone faster.
Yeah.
My phone also lasts 2 days. I don't need to.
But yeah, it charges your phone faster is the big thing.
Yeah,
like,
I just... okay. I have the same thing as
yeah,
you.
I know, me
I
too.
I charge it while I'm asleep.
Yeah.
So
it's cool, and it's definitely an improvement on stuff, but like...
Whoa, you can stick it to stuff? Oh,
there you go.
I'm sold already.
I don't give a fuck about, though. That's the biggest thing. There are people who can use this.
We sell them every day.
There are, like, the businessmen who forget to charge their phone or lose their chargers or don't have time for this charging nonsense.
Yeah, like, if somebody's traveling super far and it's like, shit, my battery's almost dead, it'd be super handy.
Yeah.
But, like,
it also can work as a sync cable, the actual battery.
The
That's cool.
Yeah.
Or if you, if you waste all your battery on a plane.
It's cool. It's definitely an improvement on...
How much are they asking for it?
$80. Same price as the Mophie Power Station. Of the same size.
Pick one of our cheap ones up that are like triple the size.
Those charge so slowly though.
No, mine doesn't. Mine has fast charge!
It's not a thing on your phone! It's part of the cable, Aiden!
No, it's actually all cables. It's not the cable itself.
It's a function on your phone?
Yeah, like I plug in any cable. I can already use my Samsung
Aiden
cable
has
right
a
now
point.
At home.
It'll
I'm not
only...
even using my Samsung charger. Plug it in. Fast charge.
Aiden has a point. You can only charge.
Yeah, but
as
it has a function called fast charge.
I know, but your wall adapters also matter.
No, like this one.
No.
I know your phone has fast charging.
No, but it actually fast charges from.
Don't go get the battery. You can't prove it. Yeah. Oh, look, it went up 1%. That doesn't help.
That goes up just as fast.
I know. For your phone, maybe, but most people don't have the Note 3. Note 4. Like, this. They really advertise that it works with the iPhone, right? Those things have the shittiest chargers on the planet. They haven't changed the charger. since the iPhone 4.
I can't argue.
And the port can take up to an extra 2 volts.
Shit, so.
This thing could charge your phone twice as fast as your charger for the iPhones.
Okay. So, how long has Samsung
been Samsung has switched to 3.0 already, and then went back to the fast charge. The fast charge is a different thing, though. It is what Aiden's talking about.
I'm just saying, like, the charger on Samsung's have not
changed. No, but Lightning is garbage anyways, so...
And plus, Lightning is actually pretty fast for data.
No, but my point was that their wall adapter hasn't changed ever.
It's...
And that's what sets your voltage, is the wall adapter.
About Lightning is that it's just proprietary. That's my problem with it.
And the cable's garbage. It breaks every time.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't seen one of those things last more than 3 months.
I don't care about that if I could just buy one in a Chinese shop down the street for $5. It's proprietary. That's the annoying part.
We sell them. They're just not half the time your iPhone or iPod gets mad at you for using it.
See? Yeah, I don't know
proprietary.
I don't know what it is about that, though. Like,
Apple did that.
Yeah, but... Isn't it the same thing?
No, because it's not made by Apple, so something with the signature in the actual port itself is different.
See, I wouldn't have a problem if we lived near an Apple store, because I used to live near an Apple store, and it's like, oh, my cable's broken? Here, swap out. But since we live so far away from an Apple store, it's kind of garbage. You gotta wait, like, 20 days, send it away, get something back for a
cable. I do like the fact they give you the option to charge two things at once.
That is cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Two ports.
Well, it's got a USB port underneath it that you can just plug any cable in, and then it's got its mic off to the side.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Alright, so, cool innovation on charge banks.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
I like the pass-through as well, actually. The ability to use it as a charger.
Yeah.
And if you go camping, I like to have the extra battery with me.
Yeah, no.
You can use it to charge your speaker.
But I'd like to have a battery.
Just got like a 9000 one. Okay, and the next one, just because we need more battery stuff.
Oh my god, really?
No,
is this just like the topic? Batteries and bulletproof flat topic.
Wonder Cube.
It's one cubic inch.
Charger, memory, phone stand, and emergency.
Wait, it's cubic.
It's a light. It's an emergency light.
Emergency light, all in a 1-inch cube. Take it with you, always on the go.
So I can put it on a keychain.
Wonder Cube.
Yeah,
I would probably get that because I'm carrying keys on me all the time.
Yeah,
just something.
It's designed to go on your keychain.
Okay. Well,
yeah, that's true. I would probably use that.
Okay, so it's got your USB kit, your USB to a micro cable. Then you got your suction cup and your little right there, little SD card slot.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, micro SD, built-in Lightning, emergency battery charger, built-in micro, mini light, and that's an LED, so it's pretty bright looking.
Yeah.
An SD card for micro SD card for storage. Jeez.
I like it a lot.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, how much are they asking for this thing?
And it's splash-proof apparently.
Wait, okay, so, but first question, how good is the battery?
No, it's not for that. The emergency battery is actually put a 9 volt on it. Yeah. It doesn't have a built-in battery or else it would be too big.
Okay.
Yeah.
The emergency battery,
it's a small battery.
The emergency battery is just put a 9 volt in it, but you can also use it as your charger, which is nice.
Yeah, I know. It's just, it's like, it's got a thumb drive and it's
SD
card.
You don't have to. You could just go buy one or whatever, right? 9 volts aren't too bad. I like the fact that they stuck the USB reader, the little micro SD, in the USB port. That's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
But yeah. And,
That's pretty cool.
The stand part is that it actually has a little suction on it.
Wait.
You can just suction on the back of your phone to make it a stand.
Yeah. What kind of connection is that? Is that a Lightning connection?
It's got Lightning. You can probably also get it with micro.
I hope so. Because if that's just made for iPhone, it's kind of useless.
I don't think it's just iPhone.
Lightning slash micro USB.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay,
you get
perfect.
One or the other. Right?
Perfect.
And you can get a 16 gigabyte one for $60. That's not bad.
Is a 16 gigabyte one just, it has a 16 gigabyte card in it?
Yeah, it has one built in. And then you can just go expand it.
Okay. So no. It doesn't have a 16 gig card in it. It is a 16 gig storage.
Oh, and then you can put more in.
And then you can add one.
There you go. Oh no, it's got one right here. Included a 16 gigabyte micro SD card.
Okay, so it doesn't have its own storage. Storage runs on the micro SD.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's got
that
one. And it's an extra $10 for the 32.
Mm-hmm.
And a.
Wait, cost? Did you say one comes without?
No. And another for $80, you can get 64. So.
Hang on, what was the custom one?
I just get the cheap
one. Personalized with printed name and quick release keychain.
That's cool.
I can put my name on it. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I really like this one just because of all the things it has.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
Wait, so you can... Aren't like 64 gigabyte micro SDs like really expensive?
If you get one from our store on sale, it's $25. Off sale, it's like $50. So this is a really good deal.
That's a 32 gig. That's not a 64.
$29.99.
64 for $90, dude.
No, I'm saying at our store.
It's $29.99 for a 32.
Yeah, on sale.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's for 32 though. You said 64. 64.
$49.99 for a 64.
On sale. So this is a good deal.
Yeah.
On sale.
Yeah, and then right here you have
your
suction cup, the little block to the phone.
Yeah.
And it'll support it.
That's cool.
And apparently there's micro suction cups.
It's not one suction cup, it's just a shitload of tiny ones.
Yeah.
Because, you know, science. Drain
all
no
the
more.
Suction.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, you pop open the top and you just stick a 9-volt in there and charge off a 9-volt.
I think that's hilarious.
Reminds me of the days we get the huge like brick battery and you just open it up with a knife and there's just like 30 AA's in it.
I think we don't sell them anymore at work. I got rid of them all. Some guy came and was just like, I want all of them.
You
like,
know what he did? He opened them up and took the batteries. So.
Probably.
But yeah, no, this thing's
so,
so tiny. It's
he
great.
I did the math.
They sold out all the limited ones.
That was the
early birds.
Ones, yeah.
So now that, oh, look.
You get it in candy blue.
That's actually really
green
cool.
And Ultimate Series, which is not
candy blue,
reach for the
that green.
Yet. I don't know what Ultimate would do.
Johnny!
Personalized with your name or slogan. Who spells Johnny with one N?
I don't know.
Maybe they didn't have enough.
This is their mock ups.
How did they spell Johnny?
J-O-N-Y. Joni. How's it going, Joni?
I was supposed to make it Coney. Like,
oh my god, can we not?
How's it going, Coney?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
I like the small size of it, too.
Yeah, no, I would like, I can stick this on my keychain and just forget about it and be like, oh, I need a light. Bink!
I don't think
or,
I would ever use the battery, though.
I need a thumb drive. Bink! Or, oh, I need to charge my phone. Let me go buy a 9-volt.
I guess finding a 9-volt is probably easier than finding a charger, maybe.
Where the fuck do you live, man?
Iraq.
I mean, like, what actually takes 9-volts now?
Mostly.
No, no, but you're like, if you're out and about, you could definitely just buy a 9-volt rather than just buying a charger
I
every
mean,
time
I
you
guess,
need to charge
but,
your phone.
Like,
I don't know. I think that's just a weird feature that they added in because they could.
I feel like...
You know what? You know what, guys? I would
fight
feature
people
all the time. No, because, like, to be honest, like, if you're at, like, 30% at, like, the end of the day and you're like, fuck, I need battery. It's like, oh, I'll just go to, like,
yeah, no, just charge
Walmart
the 9-volt
pick up
if
a battery.
You can't get to a charger.
I'm good.
It seems legit. Like, that part of it seems the most...
I
guess
it's
superfluous, but the rest of it is kick-ass.
It's still
no,
good.
No.
It's still, like, it's still not a bad thing. And honestly, I wouldn't care about, like, I could just put an eye in my back pocket.
I
wouldn't worry about
it. It's going to be a little lumpy when you sit down, but, like, it's solid.
Yeah, I mean, like, I usually end up having my wallet
there
in my back pocket anyway, so
I
mean,
could put a brick of 9-volts in my backpack.
A brick of 9-volts?
Yeah.
All right. All right. So now
that's the
we,
six.
So.
All right. So that's the six. All right.
So we got VR.
There we go.
The VR AR.
Face
mobile VR AR.
Okay. Yeah.
And
then we got
the
fancy
HD
camera.
Patio, which is not actually a porch, it's a camera. We got
the iPocket Cloud.
The Wi-Fi USB. / charge bank.
Yeah.
The bulletproof, not laptop bag.
A briefcase that unfloats. That isn't a briefcase, and a lie to me.
Yup.
Liar.
The supercharger.
The lithium
charge
probe
bank thing.
Yes.
And the all-in-one
Wonder
Super Cube.
It's 8 mobile accessories.
Does everything.
The Wonder Cube.
It's 8 things. Charger, battery. It works as a Zen cable. Yeah. It's got a battery.
Yeah.
It's got the flashlight.
Yeah.
It's got the SD reader.
Yeah.
It's got... It says 8.
It does say 8. That's what I'm going
to say. We got 4. The stand and the LED.
That's 6.
You said the light already.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Flash memory, LED torch, sync cable, emergency charger, built-in cable. Built-in cable and charge count as separate things? Okay.
We have 8 things, even though it's technically only 5 or 6.
Oh, no. Built-in cable is... you don't need to bring your actual cable with you. You can just use this instead.
Yeah, but that should be included under, like...
Sync cable?
Sync, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The charge one's fair. I would put 7 things. Yeah. Charge, sync...
Okay, so...
Charge, sync, emergency charge.
Roughly 8 things.
Yeah.
No, these are the same things, pretty much.
Which one?
Charge
and... No, these are different. This is the battery thing.
No.
Oh, okay, that's the 9-volt.
Charge is just plugging it in through the cable, and an emergency charger is the 9-volt.
Yeah.
They should do slash.
So this is... So, okay.
No, it works for micro. Yeah,
no, you get it micro.
When you buy it, you either buy it with a lightning, or you buy it with a micro.
What if I have a BlackBerry and have Mimi?
Well, you don't can go jump off a bridge perfect. Because you need to get in the modern world or go die.
Okay, so yeah.
Okay.
Those are the 6 we have.
God.
Aiden.
Got him.
What's your list?
What do you want?
What do I want? Can you go back?
Burnham.
I don't want that.
You don't want the impression.
I think I would either take... can you go to the cube?
Yeah, definitely.
And then the eye pocket.
The cube is so cute, dude.
Cube.
It's just tiny.
Eye pocket.
I think I would honestly take the eye pocket first.
Really?
Yes.
You like the wirelessness?
I do like that.
Yeah.
And it's just on the go, right?
He's going
pretty fucking handy. then probably the cube.
Okay.
The problem with making a list out of all this stuff is they're all kind of the same thing.
Then, 3 of them are different variations of chargers.
Then maybe the portable charger.
Well,
like,
except for the briefcase.
Like, no, actually, I'll take the briefcase. I want to go to, like, Compton.
You just want to shoot it and see what happens.
Yeah.
Aiden just wants to put it on his girlfriend and shoot it. Yeah, I know you don't have one, but when you get one, you can reenact that scene from Kick-Ass where he shoots his daughter.
So we went straight from your girlfriend that you don't have, and now she's your daughter. This went really.
Either way, I'm shooting her. Okay.
Yeah.
Keep it in the family, bro.
Jeez.
Anyway, all right. So I go. What did I say?
Eye pocket. The Wonder Cube.
The Wonder Cube.
Lithium Card Pro.
No. The briefcase. Then the Lithium Card Pro. No. Fuck the Lithium Card Pro. I go the Impression Pie. I want a cassette player on my face.
Okay, and then Lithium Card Pro and then eye sensor?
No, the eye sensor and then the Lithium Card Pro.
Okay. What about you, Carl? Yeah?
Okay, can I do mine next? Alright, I'm definitely thinking the Wonder Cube is my top. I'm going to go with the iPocket Cloud Drive as my second. The Lithium Card Pro as my third. The briefcase as my fourth, surprisingly. Actually,
it's the high quality fancy camera.
I'm gonna be breaking in your house with my AVG glasses anyway.
I would go with the eye sensor. I would go with the eye sensor before the briefcase. Then I'd go with the briefcase, and lastly the impression table, which is basically a plastic.
It's got tech in there.
Don't you
want
to feel like the 80s on your face?
What about your sensor?
I want to look like a cat.
He's right. It can be like an $80 cat mask. Don't you want an $80 cat mask?
I know
mask?
I'm being for Halloween. Dude, I can go trick-or-treating and
really
watch
don't.
Porn at the same time.
You can woo! You can get an app that makes it feel like you just had catnip.
You're just like tripping.
Exactly. Oh, goddamn.
Spence?
Okay, I'm going to take the Wonder Cube. The Wonder Cube out of all those feels like something I would legitimately use.
Yeah.
And just feels super handy. After that, I'd probably go with the iPocket Cloud, because that'd just be really easy to transfer stuff. So it's like, oh,
yeah.
you need this. Hang on, I got it on my phone. Okay, now you take it off the thing.
Mm-hmm. We have one of those at the store, except for it's like a brick. Like, it looks
yeah,
like
no,
a portable hard
drive. This I can shove in my pocket. So
yeah.
Like, that's not a
actually,
big deal.
That thing would be super handy. Like, you know how some people come in and like, oh, can you download music for me?
like just off to the side.
Thank yeah, you. No, just
like, I'd be like, right, oh, just, yeah, sure, here, connect what to you want. The
thing.
It'd be so handy.
Yeah.
Okay. Spencer.
Then I would probably go with, you know what? No, I'm gonna go with the impression pie, because you know what? I might enjoy having catnip hallucinations.
I mean, they're eventually gonna come out with stuff for it, right? So, and it's yeah. and it's fairly cheap, like yeah. you said, right?
So yeah. I'm gonna get that, and then I'll probably get the charger. And then I guess I'd rather have the camera over the bulletproof thing, but only because I can see myself using a camera at some point.
Dude, I'm gonna come to your house and be like, "Oh, you don't have a bulletproof laptop bag? No, you're fucked. I'm stealing your shit.
I'll boom!
Not let you in my house.
I have a shotgun. I'll blow your door down."
Is that Spencer? Are you done?
Yeah, no, that's what I'd have.
Okay. Get
that Wonder Cube. That's cool.
Yeah, my list is Wonder Cube, and then I would go with the Lithium Card Pro. I like the fact that it's got the supercharging and the decent battery, and you can use it as your charging cable.
It's cool if it's something you're going to use. It's just
I would go with camping. So.
Yeah, no, camping is super useful. Just, yeah. I would never use it.
Then I'm going to go with the eye sensor, just because I like the idea of the camera that I can control.
Yeah, no. You can use it for stuff other than security camera, I guess.
How much was that camera going for?
It was like $130.
Yeah, it was like $130. It's because it had storage built in.
Yeah. Then I'd go with the iPocket Cloud. But that would be higher on my list if it didn't look like an e-cig.
It kind of looks like an e-cig.
Well, no. It's
bigger, though. It looks like an e-cigar.
Just pull it out.
Do they make those? Do they make e-cigars?
I don't know, but
I'll check. Hold on.
The power bank that they're selling it with doesn't look very good. It looks like off-brand. The actual device looks cool. Then I'll go with the impression, just because the mobile VR is kind of interesting. And then I'll go with the briefcase that unfolds.
I don't understand.
All right. What is this? So that's our wish list for the week.
Yup.
E-cigars?
There's an e-cigar you Google.
What was it called? Bippo e-cigar?
Bippo electronic cigar. It's a one Jesus. In one piece slice of cigar heaven. Pull the tab and pull away. Several flavor, nicotine levels, and colors to choose from. Fully paper wrap with a soft tip for chewability.
Chewability.
$30.
That way you can look cool.
Yeah.
$30.
All right. Crap. So those are our lists for this week. Leave a comment telling us what you guys would want out of this stuff.
Yes, and, rechargeable cigars.
Leave a comment. Let us know what kind of app would make you buy the Impression Pi. What kind of mobile VR AR app would you need to buy the Impression Pi for yourself? Is it a catnip app? Is it porn where you?
How good does the first person porn have to be?
Exactly. How good does that porn have to be? And what kind of porn is it? We want to know how creepy you are.
I don't want to know.
Yes, you do. Don't lie.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's us for the week. Have a good night, you guys.
See ya. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.